Customs and immigration. The New Zealand Customs Service makes our borders safe and secure. Customs makes sure only legal goods enter and leave the country. The movement of people into and out of the country is checked by Immigration New Zealand. Immigration staff make sure that a person is allowed to enter the country. Arrival cards. Passengers arriving in New Zealand need to show their passenger arrival card. This card asks for information about things to do with immigration and biosecurity. Items to declare. Part of the arrival card asks you to declare any goods that may be a biosecurity risk. You can be fined if you try to bring in controlled items and do not declare them. You must declare if you have any of the following: food of any sort, plants and parts of plants, alive or dead, animals, alive or dead, or products of animals, equipment used with animals, camping gear, golf clubs and used bicycles, biological specimens. Your arrival card and declared risk goods will be checked by a biosecurity inspector. Your bags may be sniffed by detector dogs, x-rayed, or searched. For more detailed and the most up-to-date information, visit the Ministry for Primary Industries website. Passports. A passport is used for international travel. It proves who you are and where you are from. Standard passports have your name, place and date of birth, photograph, signature, and other identifying information. To enter New Zealand, you must have a passport. Visas. A visa allows a person to enter the country and stay there for a limited time. A visitor's visa allows you to stay in the country for up to 9 months. This visa does not allow you to do any paid work while you are in the country. If you break any of the visa's rules, you may be asked to leave the country. There are different types of visas. Not everyone needs a visa when visiting New Zealand. For full details, go to the Immigration New Zealand website. Another website you may like to visit is New Zealand Customs Service.